God shines out of a private door in each one of us. God shines out of a private door in each one of us. No matter what we think, no matter what we feel, no matter what we do, God shines out of a private door in each one of us. We like to think and know that there is one God. There is one universal creator in all the universe. And that universal creator exists everywhere, universally, no matter where we think it may be. And that universal creator is in each one of us. That universal creator is in each other, one of us. God shines out of a private door in every individual, in each one of us, no matter who we are. And if we think that God is unique in us, special in us, you're right. God is special in us because we are a unique being. And as a unique being, we're expressing ourselves in a most remarkable way. We're expressing ourselves in a most delightful way, in a most provocative way. And as we do that, we are special. Oh yes, we're very special. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, no matter what you think, you are a very special person. And because that you're a very special person, you do very special things. Now, what are these very special things that you do? These very special things are, through your eyes, you look at the world. And you have the privilege of looking at the world as an ideal world or as a limited world. You have the privilege of looking at the world as a world that is whole and perfect, that is wellness in its complete form, or you have the opportunity to look at the world as something that's developing, something that's changing, something that has not yet reached its completion. And lots of us look at the world as though it is a work in progress. And because we look at the world as a work in progress, we see limitations, we see problems, we see things that are not complete. We see things that are not fulfilled in every wonderful, beautiful way. And as we look at these things that are not fulfilled in every wonderful, beautiful way, we have the tendency to say that that is reality. Okay, now, everything is reality. Everything. No matter if it's a work in progress or complete. Now, in the absolute realm of things, everything is already complete. In the absolute realm of things, everything is done. It's not a matter of a work in progress. It's not a matter of something to be done. It's not a matter of it is not yet fulfilled. It is done. It is done. Wonderful. Perfectly. Divinely. Right now, it's done. Now, since it's done, there's nothing more that can be added to it or taken from it. It's in its ideal form. It's in its ideal way of being. It's in its ideal expression of the allness that it is. God shines forth as out of every door, out of every door, of a private door in each individual, because each one of us is a private being. Now, we can say to ourselves, I am the allness of God. We can say to ourselves that there is none other but the complete, fulfilled, revealed God right now, the revealed universe right now. All is done now. All, there is no time and there is no space, we tell ourselves. Okay, now, if there's no time and no space, then all is done right now. All is complete right now. And yet, scientists are having fun saying, to a degree, things are not done. They like to tell the story of the development and the expansion of the universe. They like to tell the story of how things are revealing themselves and how things are upgrading themselves and how things are becoming a wonderful expression of something, of how animals go from one level of animal to another. Well, that may well be, but they don't go from one level of animal to another over a period of time. It's instantaneously. But we think of it as time because we cannot think of anything any differently than time. We think that all things come in their appointed time. And the appointed time is now. Now is the only reality that there is. Now is the only time that there is. And each private door in each one of us shines forth the divine within. And if we choose to realize that God is all, and that God is the expression of all, and that allness is in me right now. I am no longer a fossil. I am no longer something of the past. I am of the present. I'm not of the future, because there is no future, and there is no past. There's only the now. There's only this instant now. And as I live in this instant now, all is fulfilled. All is revealed. All is complete. All is magnificent right now. There's no time. There's no future. There's no expectation of something going to develop. There's no looking with the scientists at how things reveal themselves. We call scientists good. Scientists are people who work with knowledge. It makes us wonder about the tectonic plates. It makes us wonder about the report of time. It makes us wonder about these things. But when you sit down quietly to meditate, when you sit down to enter into that private door, into your awareness of God as you, in you, through you, then you begin to see things quite differently. You begin to see things as fulfilled. You begin to see things as revealed in a magnificent, wonderful way. And as you see these things fulfilled in a beautiful, magnificent, wonderful way, you feel so good. You feel so peaceful. You feel so wonderful. You feel so fantastic. Because there is no limitation. Because if you wish, you can see the allness of the universe right now. If you wish, as they say, when you are dying, you have your whole life as a moving picture going into your consciousness instantaneously, like the snap of your finger. And that's really what it is, too. And you have all of that. We are the allness. We are the nowness. And we can play any role we want. We can go back and take any movie that we choose to have from the past. And we can look at it, and we can review it, and we can delight in it, or we can shudder in it. And we can say, oh my goodness, how limited that was. Oh, how wonderful, how expansive that is. And we have the chance of looking, knowing, and experiencing all these things right now, if we wish. But it's up to us. It's up to us to know who and what we are, and how we're going to live our life in a most beautiful, magnificent way. God shines out of a private door in every individual, in each one of us. God shines out of a private door. Now, that doesn't mean God is many different things. It just means that that private door is the door that it opens for our inner awareness of who and what we are. It can give us our total picture instantaneously, like the movie of when we were passing on, we see the whole life story shining forth through us as though it were instantaneously playing there, and it was. But what happens when we say, hey, I'm not ready to close this book in this chapter in my life. I intend to live some more. I intend to be some more. I intend to do some more things. And then the movie stops. because it's not over. And the movie allows us to continue being exactly who we are, divinely wonderful, divinely complete. God shines out of a private door in every one of us. And that private door is that door of all that we are, of being the allness that we are right now, and being the allness that we are right now, being happy in the allness that we are right now, because that's our divinity, that's our reality, that's our total beingness, and how wonderful it is. Today, make that claim for yourself. Make that claim for your life. Make that claim for who you are. And as you do that, you'll find God shines out of a private door in you that's unique to you. I love you. I love you. I love you.